ukiniona huku nje na uniambie Merry Christmas nitakupiga. Wow, wow. Kitu isikudanganye. Don't try it with me. Don't. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at anyone. But nitakupiga. Seriously. Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas. So I'm back. I did an episode yesterday, and today reviewing it, I feel like I didn't do my best, and that is my problem because I listened to my head so many times, and I decided let me redo an episode again today. Okay, what happened during the weekend? Nothing much. Actually, a lot happened on the weekend. I went for a pop-up, BTS army pop-up, and it's the last one of this year, so it's that, you know what, I didn't go the whole of this year. Last year also I didn't, because I'm like almost 3 years in the fandom, so I decided, you know what, let me go this one. At least let me go and have an experience. I think the reason I didn't go was I was still looking for armies around my place, or armies that I know, and it's hard. It's very hard because I haven't joined any of their groups, or I wanted to know someone personal that I can invite to my home. We do some crazy shit with the music, dancing, blah blah blah. But I didn't get. And surprising enough, in my area, we are like, I don't know, around 20 of us using the same road coming this way, and I'm like, where are these all people coming from? I didn't know there were people like this. So I went to one of them. It was on a Saturday, and I don't know why the fuck are we having rains in December. Someone tell me, explain to me why we're having rains in December. It's never happened. But I think it drizzled today in the morning. So I wanted to say, I think yesterday and today didn't rain, but today it rained in the morning. And December is not for the celebration, but please, ukiniona usiniambie Merry Christmas. I'm still insisting. Ndakupiga. Guys, let me just say this. I can't fight. I'm just here giving you empty threats. I can't fight. Okay. So, I think that the reason I never went for any of theirs was because I didn't know how to interact with people. Yeah, for more than 2 years. Leave me alone. I didn't know how to interact with people. It was all in my head, like I said. This one... the one that happened on Saturday, said, you know what, let's just go, let's take a leap of faith. Come on, let's take a leap of faith and just go for this event. Let's just see if we're going to make it. And surprisingly enough, on my way there, I bought a matatu with one of army, so it was so easy for me. I'm like, okay, now this one easy because I know where I can go since I have someone else. And she was so nice. She was even worried, oh, I think you're so late. Like, no, we're not late. The event was supposed to start at 12, but we are Kenyans. At 3 it's when we were going there. So I'm like, no, we are not, and we were not late. We are still Kenyans. They were even late to serve drinks. So we got there and they immediately started serving us drinks and food. At the Matri stop, there were other people that came behind us. So we were like 4 girls. We went down there to the venue. I was still like nervous. I'm like, so how do we talk? So what do people discuss when they're armies? And it was a kind of awkward at first. If Patricia is listening to this, I'm sorry, but this is how I felt. It was kind of awkward. We had some small talks. It's like a four to five minute walk to the venue. We just had some small talk. Ah, is this your first time? Blah, blah, blah. And that's when I met Patricia. Patricia was like the first person who asked me if this is my first time. I'm like, yeah, this is my first time here. So I don't know anyone. I'm just here alone. And she was like, yeah, this is also my first time. I'm like, okay, this is great. So we reached the venue. People were already hyped. They were singing, taking pictures, blah, blah, blah. I had all these ideas. Oh, you are not going to make friends. It's going to be boring for you. But it was never boring. Everyone was on the dance floor. You look on your right. You see someone recording a video. And she wants to involve you. You're just there vibing. You look on the other side. There's someone who knows the all choreo of DNA. You're like, what the fuck is going on? How did you learn that? And you're there hyping them. You look in front of you. There's someone. You are. You're just there jumping. It was so amazing. Trust me. For the next sevens, one that are coming the next year, I am here for it. Okay, that's it for the weekend. Let me introduce this podcast. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Future Podcast. And I'm your host, Donata Viambo. This is my shit. Thank you so much. I also had Nini, what we call Spotify Wrap Up. And I have 69% of you guys listening to me from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And Spotify was telling me it's a way of unwinding the day. Come on! Come on! Let's focus on the unwinding the day. Thank you so much for listening to the Future Podcast. So what are we doing today? I decided to, you know, face my fears. So, you know how I have a phobia of hospitals. I decided, you know what, these people are giving me free dental checkup. Let me try it. And in my head, I didn't know they had their what do you call it, the checkup inside the hospital. Because usually, if they have a free, if they offer free checkup, whether it's HIV, diabetes, or any other thing, they usually have a 10 because it's like a promo. I went to the security guy and I asked, where do I go for the dental check? And he like directs me to the reception. I'm like, it's not outside, like a tent outside. He said, no, it's inside. The office is inside. I don't remember the last time I was in a hospital. I don't remember. Even my vaccine shot, I took it outside. Not even outside the hospital. It was like outside a tent somewhere near my place. They were doing it. Was it like a community project? Yeah. So, I'm like, what do I do? Do I go in and see what will happen to me, or I just don't go? Thinking about it even makes me nervous. But yeah, so this is what happened. I decided, you know what, fuck it. Let me see what happened. What was can happen? The worst thing that can happen is me dying. But I went inside, and then the receptionist directed me to, like, this is the corridor. Turn left, the room at the end of that corridor, that's where you go in. It took like a minute to take it in, because me just being inside it around the reception is already making me feel some type of a way. I can't explain it, but I was short of breath. I kind of had to like control my breathing. Okay, I kind of had to control my breathing. So how am I going to do this? Because the two corridors that I was going to pass, 100% I'm sure there was going to be a ward. Because remember I said this was a small hospital, but it was not. They had wards inside. It was kind of a big, a medium-sized hospital. Let me say a medium-sized hospital. I decided, you know what, let's do this. If worse come to worse, I'm going to back up and then get out. My earphones in, I'm playing Film Out by BTS. It was what would be a distraction for me, so that's why I decided, let me play some music. Ignore that, went down the hall, turn right, another word. And this one was bad because there were so many of them. Not that many, that the bed were full. Went down the stairs, like, come on, you can breathe. I did not know this was bad, this bad. I did not know this was going to be this bad. I used to be like, no, I don't want to go inside there. I don't want to go in there. Like, can they come to me? I can't give you a vivid expression or a vivid explanation of it. Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. I went up to the dentist and I said, can I keep my earphones in? Because I'm having a hard time being inside here. And he was so nice to say, okay, it's okay, it's fine. Can you hear me? I'm like, yes, I can hear you, because I reduced a volume to hear him at least. But we didn't have that much of a talk. Well, he did this thing and I'm like, okay, let me take another minute here. And then ran across the corridor and out. But at this point, no, I didn't run. At this point, I know where and where not to look. So coming down was so easy. I'm like, do you guys have a back door where I can leave? I don't know what it is. I think here again we go with it all in my head. By the way, if you haven't listened to my last episode of how growing up got me fucked up, please go and listen to it. Thank you so much. And if you're a new person listening to me today, I am Donata Odhiambo. Sorry, I'm Donata Odhiambo, the host of this podcast. Please go ahead and listen to my previous episodes. That was it. I didn't feel anything until the night when the sun goes down. Until that night, I was so overwhelmed. Like, what the fuck is going on? What is going on with me? I'm not sad about anything. I'm not exhausted. I'm not doing anything. But here we are. Why am I crying? Why am I emotionally drained? And I think it's because of the experience I had during the day. Will I have it again? No. I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of talking to myself. I'm gonna wrap this thing up. I also did a personality test yesterday, but I'm not going to talk about the personality test now. So thank you so much for listening to the future podcast, and I'm out. Shukran. Kamsahamnida. Who the